And that word applies. Prince is right. He called the U.S. a veiled form of fascism, or he may in fact have been speaking more broadly. It is the right term. I suspect a lot of the children they are training to replace themselves with are not told this is fascism. Some of them are. Some of them are probably taught to revere Hitler. But I suspect the vast majority simply are taught to revere Plato, that they are in fact being patriotic, that they are not fascists. So let's hope our use of that word sparks some thought. We don't want to dwell too much on their dilemma here, but the logic they're stuck in is circular. If they're taught that we are messing up perfection and only they can save it, it's hard to break into that logic. Not sure if even, as I suggested when we still had him here on this planet, even were they to play Baby, I'm a Star over and over and sing those words until they could feel it, would it break the hold of that circular logic? Once we're free, we encounter some of these, we can ask. Till then, let's focus on getting free. So, recalling the principle of energy conservation, that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only altered from one form to another. I think the article on iPhone City might break the spell of the dangled hint of rest implied in the temptation, guaranteed minimum income. They've been placing that tantalizingly in our way, in case there's folks who think they might be planning to let us simply live the lives we are meant, leave us alone. No, please don't let yourself get swayed. As we see that fundamentally, as with the economy generally, the iPhone story is about politics, not economics. Power is now exposed. And those less frozen of mind, those who recognize the implications of our global awakening, are trying to squeeze as much out of what's left of the economy as they can before the Titanic is sunk and done. The power guys like to drop the story on us that there are certain rogue elements in the state when it sees that we are catching on to them, hoping to convince us that the fundamental project of the state is sound in order to preserve it as a launch pad and prison and divert us to the project of fixing it. They express this tactic across multiple media, the Trump tool, but the most recent example. The two examples in film that stand out for me are Enemy of the State, in which the rogue element is represented by John Voight, and Outbreak, in which Donald Sutherland does the honors. My son and I were just talking again about this film, Outbreak, and realized that for both of us, when we hear Prince's words from his song Act of God, the ones who say no make history. We see the Cuba Gooding Jr. character in that film flying the helicopter, taking in what the Dustin Hoffman character is telling him about the state being willing to murder thousands of citizens, annihilate an entire town in order to keep its secret weapon. And then the way he answers so emphatically, no. We love this character. The entire film is wonderfully well acted. And Cuba in general is so exuberant. Those who model earth-given exuberance are at risk of being targeted by fascists. and we need to support them, which is supporting ourselves by planning our decommissioning of hate and our global invitation to love. As Prince also said in another interview excerpt posted, this time for the October 2nd, 2016 show, in which I also just posted yesterday, March 11th, 2017, on the blog page in the note above the current date that includes the song Dance For Me. Ultimately, I think the music, says Prince, just shows that we're all just one people and we don't deal in the divisions. We're just one big party.